Hello and welcome. It's Premalee Guerrieri, Vedic astrologer, soul purpose mentor, and I am so glad that you're here with me this evening for our third chapter of Master Your Power of Choice. So I'm hoping you have an opportunity to listen to the first two parts of this series. And if you didn't for some reason, no worries. You will get plenty out of our call this evening, and you can just go back and listen to the other recordings, and it'll all weave in together and make a lot of sense for you. So I just want to remind you that decision is power, and that's one of the reasons, that's one of the main intentions why I wanted to bring this class to you, bring this information forward for you, and help you to get clear in your choices so that you could reclaim more of your power, be more empowered, and own more of your value, trust more, trust yourself more, and make choices that are actually right and true for you. Because as we've been going over in this training, that there are a lot of choices that we make that may not be really right and true for us personally. And again, that goes back to all the different ways we can unconsciously choose. And sometimes we're conscious that we're choosing something that isn't right and true for us. So a big part of my intention in bringing this class, this material to you, is that you reclaim part of yourself and that you really tune in to what is right and true for you, and let that be your barometer. And, you know, if you haven't listened to or weren't at my intuitive answer training, it plays a big part in this choice making. And I'll bring that up more towards the end of our call. But if you didn't have an opportunity to listen in on the intuitive answer, you can just send me a note, reply to one of these emails, and I'd be happy to get you the link for that as well. It goes right along with this material, very much so, as far as making choices. So we're just going to take a deep breath and land here together. So thank you, first of all, for taking time for yourself, time out of your schedule. We're all very busy, and we're in a time of year that's really calling us inward and to slow down and to turn our attention more and more inward. So give yourself this time to really just be present with yourself, with what I'm bringing to you, the parts of it that are for you personally and make sense to you, and to land here in this moment. Just close your eyes. Take a deep, full breath. And just let your jaw relax and your shoulders drop. You've had a big full day already. You may still have plenty before you left in this day that you want to accomplish or you feel like you need to or have to. And right now, I want to allow you just to let your shoulders drop away from your ears. It's energetically, we carry a lot of our perceived responsibilities that may or may not be ours on our shoulders. So just let those shoulders droop, let everything slide off. Yourself rest into whatever it is that you're sitting on right now, and just really give yourself permission to rest in, to be supported. I'm here supporting you. The earth is supporting you. The divine is always supporting you, and you're supporting you by being here. Take another deep, full breath. We all come together on the breath. We're all breathing the same breath. And also, I want to invite you to tune into your heart. And as you tune into your heart, I want to invite you to just bring your attention deep inside your heart, right down to the very center of your heart. And as you tune into the great heart, you as well start to tune into that great heart that we're all part of. And really center your attention right down in the center of your chest by taking a deep, full breath. Breathe right in and out through your heart. And inviting your beautiful mind down into your heart just by taking a deep, full breath. Breathe right into your heart. Let yourself land for a moment. And then just let this question drop into your heart, just tuning in for yourself right now. Just tuning in for yourself. So just notice, what is it that's called you to take this time for yourself today? What is it that's called you to really take this moment for yourself? And whatever that is, just really embrace that. Give yourself a big inner hug for giving yourself this time, but also noticing what that intention actually is. Because intention, as we're going to go into this evening, really is the core driver behind your choices. And when you're clear on your intent, you're clear on the why, you're clear on the purpose of anything. So I want you just to really get clear with your intention. And take another deep, full breath. And you can either let your attention remain inward as you are, or you can feel free to open your eyes and bring your attention back to the world around you as well. And, all right. So, I'm going to give you a little of the lay of the land for our call, for our training. And we're really going to go into how do we make those conscious choices. But before we do, we still have one of the ways that we can tend to choose unconsciously. We have one of those ways still yet to cover. So we're going to do that first. And we're really going to dive into what's the process of actually choosing consciously? And so even just right now, I'd love for you to also, you came up with the intention of why you're here. And those of you listening to this training after it's recorded live, you're just follow along with me. So, and with whatever is the intention that you're why you're here, also notice, is there a choice that you've also brought with you that you'd really like to be able to get clear about? Is there a choice that you'd really like to be able to get clear about? And just notice what that might be. And whatever that is, just bring that into your awareness, because as we start going through this, that you just have that present for you. All right. So I love this quote from Fred Rogers. You rarely have time for everything you want in life. So you need to make choices. And hopefully your choices come from a deep sense of who you are. And that really explains very much so my intention for you in helping you understand how you do choose unconsciously. And of course, as Einstein would tell us, that in order to actually do things, have things be different in our life, to change, we're actually going to have to make different choices. We're going to have to do things differently. So I'm going to just jump in here and cover the last of the unconscious choice patterns so that we can get back into how do we actually choose consciously. So we went over, in the last call, we went over about four of the different ways that we choose unconsciously, including choosing by default. This is a choice not to choose. Some of you found yourself there where you actually choose not to choose. And we also went over the condition choice. This type of choosing comes from imposing preconditions on your choices, like, well, if this happens, then I'll do that. And some of you found yourself in that particular choice. And we also went over the choice by reaction. And these choices are made to reduce tension and the fear of separation or loss of love with others. And the idea is to reduce our conflict and discomfort. And then we also went over the choice by consensus. And this is the choice where we are a lot of times waiting to see what everybody else is going to choose. before we make our choice, because we want to go along with the pack. We don't want to, you know, it's a fear of separation. And so tonight, this last choice is the choice by adverse possession. And this is a choice to choose from a place of some kind of a notion that could be, you could call it a metaphysical notion or the nature of the universe, although it's a misperception of the nature of the universe. And the idea here is whatever you have now in your life is also, it's something that's happening to you. You're out of control of it. And at some level, something outside of you is choosing the circumstances of your life for you. And this creates a very passive response and response of the victim. And the truth is that the experiences you're now having in life have been created by past decisions and actions in part, and also by your soul choices, which are past decisions that you may or may not be aware of them. And when we become conscious of our choices and conditioning and shift that to and get rid of, or let's say shift what no longer serves us, we can choose from a place of power and create exactly what we desire. So some of the stuff that comes up with this is like, I have to endure this because it's my fate. This is happening to me. Something outside of me is dictating the circumstances of my life. And this one's a little bit slippery for us spiritual folks. Okay, and let me just be clear about this for a moment. So sometimes you can say, okay, we're going to leave that to divine timing. I'll know that that's right for me. If it actually happens, I trust the universe will handle it for me. If you're actually trusting, you know, you've made a conscious choice, you're trusting in divine timing, you're trusting the universe is going to handle it for you, and you're moving your feet when you get the impulses to do so, and you also don't feel like a victim, that's the criteria for, being spiritually aligned with your choice in the laws of the universe. If you feel like a victim at all, and sometimes some people can sort of use their spirituality, and just notice if this ever happens for you, not consciously to play the victim, but it's kind of like an escape clause to actually making a choice. Okay, so just notice if that ever happens for you. Okay, and again, this is a bit of victim mentality comes in here, and the problem with the victim, and look, we all have archetypes that live within us, and we all have a saboteur. We all have a victim. We grow these archetypes up in us so that they are not stuck back in time and in a childlike state, and that they actually, we get them on our team and we get the positive side of that once we do our work around it. But that victim archetype is the woe is me, you know, it's happening to me, I'll look again, okay. And granted, look, we all go through challenges. And, you know, in the past couple of years, let's say that the past 4 years and even 6 years for some people, there's been some hard transit, some hard energy to go through. That's really been a collective clearing in a big way. And a lot of changes, which create stress. And I know people who have lost their homes during this time, lost their relationships, lost their jobs, lost physical life, you know, loved ones, family members, or just relations with their family and some, I mean, really core stuff. And, you know, it's certainly easy to slip into that victim place when things get really tough, when it does feel like something's happening to me. And those are the times, believe it or not, that we're being called to turn inward even more, trust even more, let go, you know, let go and let God. And I'm not saying it's an easy process, okay? But just reflect on if that victim mentality has come up for you at all, and just because it comes up for all of us. And notice when it does come up, or if it has come up for you, notice that it's another way to give your power away. Because in truth, when we take, no matter what's going on for us, if we actually take responsibility, for it, then we put ourselves in a position of power, of being able to make right choice for ourselves. If we think it's happening to us, we actually give our power away. And that's why it's so important to take responsibility for whatever is your part in what is happening in your life. And since your life is yours, it is, you know, it's yours. So, you know, like one example for me of this is about a year after I had opened my yoga center many years ago, actually a few months after I opened my yoga center, the Iraq war started. And that was a period of time where people who used to come in and take care of themselves and get spiritual and do their private sessions with me and have their, you know, do their belief shifting work and also were in my yoga classes, a lot of those people were just not showing up for themselves. Just, they just didn't have the capacity at the time, or it didn't seem as important, or it was just a very dark time. Also during that time, they ripped up the road in front of my yoga center, which was a brand new, beautiful building, and the road project was going to take 9 months. I never looked at anything from the city council to see what was going to be happening in the building, at least. I had no idea this was going on. In hindsight, that would have been really useful for me to actually do, but I didn't, so it made it really hard for people even to come to the center. So we opened, and business was booming, and it was wonderful, and then we had these two events that seemed like they were outside of me and happened. So, you know, for, I certainly had a moment in time, if not longer, when I was looking out, oh, that's why people aren't coming in, you know, and that's why. And then I just had to turn around and say, okay, I'm here. This is all mine. And what is it I can do to fulfill my intention here? My intention here is to build a big, beautiful community, to have the center really support itself well, to have it also be, support me and sustain me very well and the family. And so I had to do outreach in the community that I never, you know, had never planned on in my marketing plan, for instance. I had to, you know, go out physically and put up signs and get the permission to do so people knew how to actually get to my center and educate everybody about that. I had to take responsibility for it. And when I did take responsibility for it, I was much more empowered because I got, you know, ideas and downloads on different ways that I could handle the situation instead of, you know, just the woe is me, so to speak. You know, it's happening to me. So there is a magic when we take responsibility for anything. And, you know, if we look back at all these different ways that we unconsciously choose, they are all really based in they activate our unconscious beliefs around survival. You know, not good enough, fear of failure, fear of being alone. And I don't mean like, oh, I love to spend the day alone with myself, but like alone, like no one's going to love me, like I'm not going to have, you know, a relationship, or being unlovable, you know, not having enough, a lack of freedom. You know, those are all very core survival beliefs, and they mostly come up around, you know, love and money in some way. And love and money are very, very connected. Now, the beauty is that the beauty of purposes and why and intention is that when you get very connected with that and you clear some of these beliefs that are holding you back, right? And just by being aware of some of them, we'll clear some of them. Some of them we need to go in, and we've done some shifting work around it, but you may need to do some deeper shifting work around that. And in fact, I'll just pause right here. And if that is the case for you and you're feeling, and I'm hung up here and I'm hung up there and I'm not sure how to deal with that belief, feel free to reply to this email. And I will be happy to set up a complimentary session, look at your Vedic astrology chart, help you to own, take responsibility for whatever choices are really up for you right now, really make sense of it for you so you can become free in your choice making. So you just have to reply to this email that you got for this training today, or you can go to my website at prema.com, and you'll see right on the front page of that website a very easy way to connect with me. There's a little box that pops up and it says, let's talk. Okay? So if you're You can also do that. I'm here to help you. So a lot of our survival beliefs get triggered around love and money. And those are primal to our survival, if you think about it. We need enough, have to have enough of what we need to be able to have a place to live and, you know, food on the table. And, you know, we need love in our life. We don't survive without love. You know, an infant doesn't survive without being helped. And really, in truth, if you look at it, most of us living in North America anyway, really have most of our survival needs pretty well met, even though we might want it to be different than it is or more than it is. But if you really get down to it, they're pretty well met if you want to compare to the rest of, you know, some of the other countries in this world and some of the other conditions that people are living in. And that, but that doesn't mean you don't necessarily want them to be more stable or have more of them, okay? But just, it's a good reality check once in a while to say, okay, you know, do I have what I need today? Do I have what I need today? And if I don't, do I have the ability and do I have the opportunity to choose to create what I want to have for myself or what I need today? And we have incredible, here in North America and some other places in the world, we have an incredible advantage to be able to have so much resource available. There's just so much, so many resources that are available. So let me weave back in. If you really truly take responsibility, then you're at choice to choose differently right now. So I want to invite you just to bring into your awareness. Okay, so what is something that you would like to have be going, you want more of, you want it to be going better in your life right now, or you just want it, period, okay? And I want to invite you to just bring that into your attention, and then what could you do to take responsibility of that situation, okay? One of the clues is if you are complaining about it, you are definitely not taking responsibility for it. And look, it's okay. We all have these, you know, we all have these times. This is just about being really honest with ourselves so that we can make a shift here. So being able to take responsibility around this that you've just brought up into your awareness. So what's one choice that I could make for myself that would allow me to take responsibility for this? You can simply say to yourself, okay, this is mine. This situation, I own it. So just let that come up for you. You actually may come up with something more concrete. Like my example of one of the ways I was able to take responsibility for, you know, just some of those challenges in my yoga center was to take it upon myself to make sure people could find it easily. You know, to have that be my responsibility. So here's the thing. Whatever that is, just jot that down for yourself, okay? That's what you're taking responsibility for. And close your eyes and take a deep breath if you're in a place where you can close your eyes easily. And let's go one more level. And if I did know one way that, I'm just asking this like you're asking yourself, if I did know one way, one action I could take to actually take greater responsibility for this, what might that be? And just to tune into what that is. Tune into what that is. Great. So again, whatever that action, if you follow your inspired action, if you actually do it, you build so much trust in yourself. It's exponential. You do that on a regular basis. And that is so, so powerful. It really shows the universe that you're the divine, yourself, that you're owning your own life. You're taking responsibility and you're getting committed. Okay? So the clearer your choices are, the more commitment you have. And, you know, commitment evokes such a great power from the universe. And I just love, love, love this quote, which is, until one is committed, there is hesitancy. The chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth. The ignorance which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment that one definitely commits, one makes a choice, I'm interjecting that in there, commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material substance, which no one could have dreamt would have come your way. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Commit. So whether it's around the choice that you just were thinking about and that you got an inspired action for, the next step is commitment. Make the commitment to actually follow through. We are spiritual beings having this human experience, so we have to, it's not about getting out of here, it's about getting into here. It's about getting into here consciously. So taking action that's inspired, that's right and true for you, just, it'll literally move mountains. Just in the smallest of acts can be the biggest of acts. You know, another way that I really see this whole thing about responsibility come up that I want to address tonight is, you know, most of you know that I'm very passionate about living the feminine way. We all have masculine feminine within us. The feminine way is the way of the heart. And the way of the heart is connective. It's compassionate. It's creative. It's interdependent. It is, all men and women both have this, but it is a time of the feminine, truly leading from the feminine, not fighting to be like the masculine, but truly leading from the feminine aspect in ourselves. Sometimes means that you find yourself in situations, whether it's in your relationship, especially in your love relationship, but also in work relationships, community relationships, also just in the, what you see is possible for the world, also around, you know, your care for the planet, for everybody, you know, for everyone to have what they need, you know, around the survival needs. The feminine, in many ways, is leading now, and it can feel sometimes like a burden. And this is where I want to invite you, even though sometimes it feels like a lot. Oh, I'm the one who has to do this again. I have to make this choice. I have to lead this again. That if you're willing to step in and embrace it, okay, just know by being born and living on the planet during this time, you made a soul choice. You made a soul choice to actually be leading from the heart at this particular period of time. That's why you incarnated. You're here. So take responsibility and own it. I know sometimes it's a lot of work, and I know sometimes you're tired, and that's why it's really important to take really good care of yourself and put yourself first. But if you really own that you need to lead now, that you really need to lead now when you're called upon again, then again, you're taking responsibility for that. And as collectively all the feminine does, and every choice you make in this direction, the feminine rises up and makes space for the masculine to rise up. Now, this could be a man or a woman, okay? That compassionate, connective, intuitive, interdependent, community-oriented side of ourselves allows for the sacred masculine to step more into the place of the sacred masculine. But if the feminine is going to stay in the place of the masculine and don't believe it's possible for the masculine, whether it's men or the masculine aspect in all of us, to step up and evolve, if we don't believe that, then it won't be possible. So I'm just so passionate about empowering you to really live from your true feminine heart, own the fact that you are leading now, and to actually lead now. Lead now by making clear, conscious choices, by getting the support and the help you need, which is the feminine way, by taking really good care of yourself and putting yourself first, which is the feminine way. You put your oxygen mask on first. It is so very true. And by taking responsibility for that, by committing to that, you know, there's so much wind in your wings. There's so much help available to you. In order to truly do this, you have to really own your value. Truly own your value to the core. And really be able to trust yourself at a very deep level. Knowing what you're here for, knowing your intention, your purpose, your why, is going to give you the fuel to be able to do that. It's going to give you the drive, the inspiration, the collective energy to be able to do that. And that's why I'm so passionate about soul purpose as well. I'm passionate for you to know why you're doing anything, what's the purpose in it. So, wanted to bring that to the table because it's just so important for the feminine right now. Now, I want to give you some practical ways to take this choice-making process, make it really your own, and be able to choose more consciously, even if you still have some beliefs to clear around the unconscious stuff, okay? Even if you have some beliefs to clear. So the idea is that we consciously choose the results that we wish to see manifest. And the shortest distance between two points, obviously, is a straight line. And not everything happens in a straight line. If you think about it, life is pretty circuitous. And structural tension is having intention and alignment. And what also happens, though, is if you're connected to that state of being, like we talked about in some of the choices here, and that being also can, you know, your purpose really drives your state of being. That state of being, then, like, if I want to be healthy, I'm going to be focused on being healthy. That is going to create the structural tension for me to make choices that align me with my health. If I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to eat well, and then I'll be healthy, well, that's one pathway, and yes, that will be helpful, but there's many other ways to be helpful, to be healthy, and you will stay in, you'll be in a much greater energy of alignment if you're focused on being healthy as opposed to just, you know, one way or the process of getting healthy. And you know what? There's not a lot of juice or motivation, inspiration for process. You've got to be connected with the why, and the why is you know, more that being aspect. So I want to ask you right now, you know, what's, either you've already come up with this for yourself in our conversation tonight, or you're going to let this come up fresh again. So what is it? What's one thing that you're really wanting to choose for yourself? Are you wanting more of? Just tune into that. Maybe you already tuned into it, or you can let it come up fresh again. And within that, have you connected with the being aspect of it? So if it's okay, so for me, one of the things that I'm really choosing right now is, as we're looking for attracting, aligning with our next home. We're ready for a house that's a little bit farther out of the city than we are now. And we've been in the looking process for the last few months. And what I'm staying in tune with is I'm aligning with a home that really feels like a home, where it's quiet, where it's got just the perfect spaces for me and my partner to really enjoy the music that we like to play, having space to move our bodies, yoga and dance, that there's beauty out the windows. That it's a place that we just love to invite people into our home, and that there's space for that, and just really enjoy, you know, having people in our space with us, this beautiful family feeling. I love to be connected with the earth and the garden and to grow things, and and make things beautiful and enjoy beauty. So it'd be a place that I can really have that natural beauty and cultivate that around me. All of that just makes me feel just so sumptuous, so connected. And so when I'm focusing more on in that way about the house that we are aligning with, then I'm not just focused on whether it has two bathrooms or whether it's in just this one neighborhood, although we've kind of narrowed it down to a basic area. I'm really allowing a lot more universal forces to come in for the alignment with this home, this new home for us. So, and the reason why is, like I just told you, I want to feel more connected to the earth. I want that beauty. I want to feel more connected by inviting, a lot of it's around connection for me, about inviting more people into our home. Michael and I have different ways that we can connect in the space and a real reverence for beauty. So when I stay connected to that, the why, the purpose of it, that makes the whole process magical. Not like, oh gosh, we didn't find the place yet. Okay? And it also opens us up to many more opportunities. It's already been fascinating to watch. Oh, we thought we were going to get this kind of home, and now we're looking at something else and the place. And so we just want to invite you to really connect with the energy behind what it is that you're really wanting, the purpose, the why. So if it's more money, if it's a better job, if it's more love in your relationship, if it's more opportunity in some way, why do you want that? What's the why in that for you? Just check in with that for a moment. Okay. One of the reasons to really connect in with that is because it's very easy to slip into choosing to avoid something we don't want rather than continuing to align with something we do want. Okay? So just want you to really get connected with what it is that you really do want. So when we get into how to choose more consciously, the steps in the process are pretty basic, and we just went over the first step. Why is it that you want what you want? Then you know the purpose of it. You know the intention. So whatever it is that you brought up for you tonight that you're choosing and want to have better choice around, okay, just take a moment to have a clear vision of what that is. Have just a really clear vision of what that is. I'm sort of painting that picture of the home that I'm choosing. And I painted that a little bit for you too. But just, like, have a vision of it for a moment, visually. You know, if it was better communication with your lover, you know, just, okay, that's definable. And then, you know, what might that look like? And then we want to go to, what is that going to feel like? That brings us more into that being state. And it is our feelings that are the attractor factor in the universe. It's happening all the time. It's happening all the time, whether you're aware of it or not. How you're feeling is in direct relationship to whether you're aligned with what it is that you want what you don't want. And so much of the time we fall into that gap when we're wanting to choose something for ourselves that we want or create something. We fall into the gap of, yeah, I want that, oh, but I don't have it. So you're more in the energy of not having it. So again, coming back to the intention, the purpose, the why you want what you want is so incredibly important. So I'm hoping you've connected in with why, the purpose of what you want, the intention. And, you know, one of my favorite definitions of intention, which was I learned from one of my teachers, Richard Bartlett, think of intention this way, in the tent of the one. When you're connected to the intention in anything, you are in that universal consciousness, energy of the one, and you have a clear intent, and at some level, everything exists already, and you're aligning with it then. You're aligning with it. So, clarity about your intention. Like for me, you know, the intention in choosing to get a new home is around connection. Now, before I go any further with this, I also want to bring in, there's many other choices in a day, okay? What am I going to make for dinner? You know, how am I going to handle that situation at work or with that coworker or with that family member? How am I going to deal with that situation, you know, that feels off or irritable? You know, what do I do? You know, I'm trying to move my business along in a particular way, and it's just not going in that. It's not happening. You know, what do I do now? And then there's the whole flurry of decisions that are sort of on your plate that you're just simply avoiding and not making. Okay. So remember, decision is power. And here's the beautiful thing: what if there weren't any wrong choices? Just think about that for a moment. What if there weren't any wrong choices? Here's the cool thing. You can make a choice, and then you could decide that, oops, you know what? This isn't feeling right for me. And guess what? You can take responsibility for that, and you can make another choice. So I'll go back to our analogy that I used in the first call, and that is that if you're going from San Francisco, California to New York City, and you put it on Google Maps or MapQuest, and you get your route, and you start going down the road, then you've got your clear route to follow. And if all your choices are lining up with you staying on that route, you're going to end up in New York City. And if you're choosing to turn right or left or turn around, you're clearly not aligned with what you're choosing, and it's going to take longer to get there. It doesn't mean if you start heading south for a while instead of east that you won't be able to get to New York. You're going to have to make some different choices to get yourself back on course again. And that is a beautiful thing. You can always choose to get back on course. I don't believe that you're ever off your path. I believe that sometimes we're not very well placed on our path, and we could be placed more powerfully on our path and be more in alignment. And then we're all gathering up parts of ourselves, and sometimes we need to be in uncomfortable situations in order to recognize more truly who we are and to reclaim ourselves. So there are no mistakes. There are no wrong choices, even though you could look back. I can look back and say, whoa, I really wish I would have chose that instead of that. And, yeah, but the choice I made at the time led me to right where I am now. And the beautiful thing is that you always have this privilege of making another choice. You may not be able to make a choice that has passed you by. So if you're going down that road and you've already gone through Montana, for instance, and you don't want to turn around, you want to keep going east, and you want to get back to Billings, Montana, well, you're not going to be able to get there going east. You know, there's some choices that you'd have to make a whole different set, you know, that seem like maybe they passed you by. And that's where I want to invite you to remember to trust that you haven't made any mistakes, and then just get clearly aligned and start making choices from the point you are now. Okay? I'm going to continue using our map analogy. So now, you know, you're down in, let's say you're down in Louisiana instead of on that direct beeline course from San Francisco to New York City. And at that point, you can recommit to your choice and get on a direct path again to it. It's going to look different than the first path that you chose. You want to be easy with yourself about that, okay? But if you know that you could always choose, then you never really have to be stuck. And that's the beauty of that. You don't have to stay stuck if you don't want to stay stuck. And if you are stuck and you can't move, usually you just have one of these unconscious choices or a couple of them at play, and it's time to get some help and some support, clear those beliefs out of the way so you can get your forward momentum moving again. So once you make a choice for something, then, and let's just come back to the choice that you've made that you're holding for our training call today, and actually, before I go into that, actually, I'm being guided to remind you of this. If it's not a big yes, and it's not a no, then you're living in the gray area in between. That takes a lot of energy to do. It takes a huge amount of energy to live in that place in between a yes or a no. And that's why I like to say, you know, hey, if it's not a big yes, then it's a no. And if you allow something to be a no, then it also can move into the yes zone, okay? If you allow something to be a yes, either way, you got to make a choice. Because if you do, you really free yourself up. The reasons we don't make the choices, again, is the unconscious ways that we choose. And that fear that something is going to happen and we've got to get it right. We've got to get it right. But what if you're always getting it right? And you could always make another choice and always make another choice and always make another choice. I'm here to tell you, you can always make another choice. And if you get in the habit of making your choices quicker, like trust in your gut, and again, that intuitive answer call, if you don't have that call, the intuitive answer, which is all about trusting your gut, then just send me a note, just again, reply the email or go to my website, premalee.com, and say, I'd like a copy of that intuitive answer call. I will send you that training. It's all about trusting your gut, okay, which is very much the feminine way as well, okay? So with this choice that you've brought onto your plate tonight and that you have the intention for, I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. If you're somewhere, you can close your eyes. And I want to invite you to notice, what's one action that I could take that will move me forward in this choice, to support this choice that I'm actually making, or just what's the next action step for me in regards to this? So just notice what that is. And whatever that is for you, whether it makes sense or not, bring in your commitment to actually do it. Because when you start moving your feet, you give yourself an opportunity, you give the universe, you give the divine an opportunity to help kick your feet in the right direction. Now, I know some choices are a lot more difficult than others, okay? And as I said before, a lot of them have to do with, you know, hey, I want to increase my love or my money, you know, in some way. And but let's remember, money equals freedom. You know, love is connectedness, belongingness, you know, enjoyment, joy. We, you know, in Vedic astrology, all the relationship parts of your chart, there's three of them, are all kama. That's the Sanskrit word for the fulfillment of your desires. And they're all done with other people. That's where we tend to fulfill our desires. And that's where we tend to find our joy and our fulfillment in connection with others. When I look at the Vedic astrology chart, which I call the blueprint of your soul, and I look at where we find money, okay, we find career in those places too. We actually find some knowledge in those places. And in those places, it's artha. It's about acquiring what you need to fulfill your purpose. What you need to actually fulfill your purpose. So I understand that sometimes these choices, like if you have a big choice in front of you or a big decision to make, that it could feel too big to make it like the one right now, you know, right exactly now. But if you are willing to make some of the smaller choices in that direction, then you will be led along your way. So, you know, there was a time, 10 years ago or so, when, almost 11 years ago, when I was married to Michael, who is my partner now, except for we were not married for several years, and I definitely felt that feminine part of me really rising up. We had a Brady Bunch family. We had a couple of, you know, I had kids, he had kids, my kids lived with us all the time. His kids, there was more tumultuousness just because of their mother. There was even a custody battle at one time, and there was a lot of drama, actually, to tell you the truth, and that played into our relationship at one point. We had a great relationship for a while. Everything was really, really beautiful and synchronistic in so many ways, and then, like any time, actually, in life, Michael went into a different cycle, which actually this is Saturn cycle. Life got very different for him. He had to learn patience, and we don't learn that usually willingly. And there was some, you know, some stuff that came up and around his children and some other things. And it became very stressful in our household, and that wasn't the only reason, okay? But there were reasons that things became stressful. And there was about a two-year period of time where I just was getting, you know, I was like, wow, we got to change this. We got to do something different. We went to counseling. We did different things. I was doing my best to take care of myself. I was also had my yoga center. I told you about that before during that time. But it was clear that I knew that I couldn't stay in that relationship the way it was, in the form that it was. And I was having a really hard time getting it across to my partner about some of the changes I felt we needed to make. Well, maybe I was getting it across, but we were not agreeing on that. So as time went on, I also clearly got, and this was also from my children as well, I clearly got that, you know, okay, so we're not going to be able to transition this the way I would like to. And one of my suggestions was, hey, let's just have two households and get all these kids through high school. We'll stay married. We'll live over here, all of us, part of the time. When you have your kids, you'll live over there. We'll spend some time together, but we'll give everybody a lot of space, and maybe we could make it through this time. That was one of the, that was sort of my process of what I thought, okay, if we just did this, then that could happen. And that was, you know, we couldn't agree on that. And then it got to a point where I sat with that hard choice for a long time. But at some level, I realized I already had made it, that choice. Well, this form of this relationship in this configuration isn't going to work anymore. It doesn't work for me. I can't do this anymore. And I had to be the one that said that and said, this isn't going to work anymore, and I can't do this anymore. And it was really, really hard. And it took me a while. And I did it in bits and pieces, but then it came to the moment where I had to make the choice. And in fact, I needed to make the choice. So it was so urgent. It was time to make the choice that even though Michael and I had been talking around this, so to speak, and my son one day, and he was having Michael had gotten into it about something, and he had said to Michael that, you know, the only reason that my mom is still here is because she doesn't think she has enough money to leave. Now, shit definitely hit the fan. And my son was 16 at the time. And he was so ready for us to have change our situation and just have a more peaceful environment. Not that it was horrendous, but it just wasn't working, okay? There was tension, and it wasn't working. And he said what I had a hard time saying, because I had some beliefs running, too, around that, around the money piece, love and money. It always comes together. And it was a beautiful moment at the same time, and it definitely catapulted me into a whole new set of choices where within a month from then, I had rented my own house. Michael was very resistant for a while, and I really set the intention. I saw and felt how I wanted this to go down. I wanted it to go down really well. I didn't know where he and I would end up. It wasn't about not loving each other, but I wanted it to go. I knew what I wanted is I still wanted to be in connection with him. I wanted it to be really good for all six of us, and I had to hold that intention and then trust the choices as they came up. Did a lot of prayer, and prayer in the way of seeing and feeling and believing what I believed was possible. And there wasn't a lot of agreement to begin with, but, you know, within a few weeks, I just kept saying to Mike, I'll trust you'll meet me on this. I trust we can find a place to really meet on this. I'll trust you do the right thing. And we did. We were able to reconfigure our lives and do it, you know, in connection with each other. Yes, there were tense moments, but overall, we were both looking out for the best for ourselves and for each other and for the children. But I had to instigate all of this. This is my point here with the story. As the feminine, I had to instigate all of this, hold the space for it, and it wasn't easy. It was one choice at a time. So I would make that choice, and then I'd live into that choice, and then the next choice would be before me, and I'd ask for guidance and help about it, and I'd make that choice, and I'd move into that choice. And it got easier over time. So if you have a big choice like that, a big decision, whether it's relational or not, I want to invite you to just know that you can make one choice at a time and trust, okay? You'll get some more value and trust underneath you, and especially if you get some support. You know, the long and short of that story, and it's a much more longer and interesting story, but, you know, we were divorced for 7 years, and all the relationships with the children were all healed during that time. We always stayed in good connection, and that included sometimes spending holidays together. Everyone had an opportunity to, you know, rebuild relationships. And, you know, Michael and I have been happily together for the last couple of years, and I really cannot see being with anybody else. And that would be the same for him as well. And who knew that it would go like it did, but we both had to stay true to ourselves. And I had to lead some of those difficult choices. But the beauty was is that he would rise to the occasion. So when you make really clear, aligned choices that are really right and true for you, and you don't make anybody else wrong, and you really hold the path, and you really trust, it really is good for everyone. Because whatever is good for you is good for everyone. And whatever is not good for you, trust me, is not good for everyone. And there really are no secrets. There are no secrets. Everyone is, if something's not working for you, at some level, everybody else knows, or whoever else is involved, whether they're aware of it or not, okay? And it tends to be a big energy leak. So let me circle back here as we close today, okay? Let me define your choices, your steps for making choices really simply again. So choose what it is you want. Have the vision of what it is you want. Get clear about what you want. Number two, the intention. What's the intention? Why do I want this? Whether it's something that you're, you know, just totally creating for yourself, like, oh, I want to increase my income or my business, and I'm not sure how I'm going to do that. Or, wow, I've got to choose between hiring this person or hiring that person. Or I have to choose between between a couple of things, or there's a choice on the table for you, so to speak. And just get clear about what it is you want, number one. Number two, have that clear vision. What's the intention? What's the why? Why do you want this? Set the intention. I want this because, and it's going to come down to, it's going to bring you more of that being quality in your life. Maybe it's more joy. Maybe it's more freedom. Maybe it's more flexibility. Maybe it's more connectedness. Maybe it's going to allow me to make a bigger difference. Whatever that is, know what the intention is. Third thing is ask for inspired action. Okay? Well, third thing, excuse me, is just to make the choice. Like, just literally say, okay, I'm choosing this now.